So we covered the importance of unity in prayer, the importance of faith in prayer, and finally, the importance of missional prayer. What does missional or mission mean? When you heard the word mission, did your mind just go straight to maybe someone in the field doing some mission work? But it's more than that. Let me start off with the definition. A mission refers to actively and purposefully working to achieve a particular vision. But as believers, we can see that God's mission, as we see from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, is to redeem the world, to restore humanity and relationship to himself through the work of his son, Jesus Christ. In other words, we serve a missional God. We serve a missional God, a God who is carrying out his redemptive plans for creation, and one day he will bring it to a full completion, this mission that is so important. This plan centers on the person and work of Jesus. But it's important to understand what missional really means. You see, when Christians talk wanting to be missional, we're not asking God to give us a mission. Instead, we are asking God to direct us and empower us to participate in his mission. Luke chapter 10, verse 2 says it as Jesus talks about missional prayer and sends the disciples. And he says, "And he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray," notice the word pray, this is a missional prayer, "earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers unto his harvest." So Jesus himself is telling us to pray for the harvest and to send out laborers. So God has chosen us to use his people as the instrument by which he achieves this mission. You, all of you, if you're believers in Christ, that's part of your mission, to spread the gospel and to make disciples of all nations. And guess what? Each one of us is called to do this task. Each one of us. This isn't just for the far missionary out there on the other side of the world, even here today. This is now part of our new identity. If our Father is missional, then his sons and daughters will also be missional. Does this surprise us? It should. The second ingredient is the word prayer, missional prayer. Prayer is more than simply asking to request to God. Prayer is the foundation for carrying out that mission. Through prayer, God's response to our request to send out laborers into the harvest. Through prayer, he transforms our hearts to love others and stimulates our desire to participate in his mission. And through prayer, he empowers us by his Spirit to faithfully proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Missional prayer is asking God how you can be his agent of grace on the other side of the world or right here where we are. It's been about 5 years last week that marks my trip, a short-term trip to India. Several of us from Mercy Hill and other churches met with Pastor Kishore. Many of you know him, Pastor Kishore from India. We visited many churches when we were there, but I recall one church that was deep in the jungle-like roads. It took us quite a drive to get there, to get to that village. When we arrived at this humble church, the congregation could not fit inside the church. It was so full, so we did church outside. The church was mostly full of women and children, which I found really interesting. Barely any men. Now, one thing about Pastor Kishore, he has a tendency of surprising you at the very end and telling you, you're going to preach today. And he says to me, Brother Phil, with that accent he has, I would like you to share the message tonight. Not enough time, not enough of a warning. But you know what? I kind of knew that, and I always had a generic sermon in my back pocket. So there I stood. Worship was going on. They had this incredible performance with the kids doing some dance worship. And again, knowing Pastor Kishore, I was still feeling confident with that sermon in my back pocket. But I stood at the pulpit, and this was incredible. I stood at the pulpit, and the Holy Spirit said to me, you will not share the message in your pocket. Like, okay. You will share your story about your dad and his bondage to alcoholism. And I was like, oh, okay. It didn't make sense to me, though. It really didn't make sense to me. Why would I share this kind of message to a bunch of kids and women? Now, as I shared the story of my father and his bondage to drinking and how it not only killed him, alcoholism killed six of his brothers, too, from drinking. And how I almost followed my father's footsteps when I was young. But instead, God broke that generational curse. But something miraculous really happened. That even now, the hairs in my arm just stand. Because in that night, from the woods and nearby homes, men started to come out and gather by the congregation. It was just so surprising. There were trees and jungle-like areas, and guys were just coming out. Some of them were coming out of their house, many of them in tears. Many of the wives gathered near their husbands, crying and reconciling. And as I finished the message, I remember Pastor Kishore telling us, we have to go. It was late. It's going to get more late, and it's a long drive back. But as we tried to get back into the van, I saw these men, and they came out of the woods grabbing our shirts and crying to us. God did this incredible shift in the sermon, and he knew exactly what needed to be shared to pierce those hearts. And as we drove back, Pastor Kishore shared with me that this community is drenched in alcoholism. He didn't say that before. But years later, when I'm back here in USA, Pastor Kishore shared something wonderful, wonderful, great news. He shared that most of the men in that area are attending church and that the bondage of alcoholism is being broken in that village. And I just wanted to cry because I can see that missional progression of that missional prayer working. So why do I share this? Because missional prayers were being answered in that small village. Not only missional prayers of Pastor Kishore, not only missional prayers of my own prayers, but also the prayers, the missional prayers of this church as they prayed for us as we were over there. But most importantly, the missional prayers of the wives and the missional prayers of those children who were growing with alcoholic dads. They were being answered. Again, missional prayers is asking God how you can be his agent of grace on the other side of the world or right here where you are. And I want to ask you, do you feel that way? Do you feel like you just delegate that to the missionaries? Do you not know that missional prayers for God's word to be shared throughout this world is so important, and it's up to us? Jesus tells us that we would pray for the harvest. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for our neighbors, our friends, and our co-workers. We pray for our not yet believing family and children and grandchildren and their kids too, even if they haven't been born yet. We pray that we would be open to share your mission and vision of sharing the gospel here and into the ends of the world. We pray that those who do not know you would be brought to salvation and into the unity of the church. Amen. Amen. Why don't we stand as we worship God? We will not have a formal dismissal today. You're free to leave, but I really encourage you to spend some time with God before you leave. And we also have prayer partners that will be on each wing of the stage if you need prayer. Thank you, Father, for unity. Thank you for faith, and thank you for missional prayer, and that you call us to be part of that and be involved with that, that we would be your hands and feet here on earth to accomplish your mission. In Jesus' name.